Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. You're watching Eastern Sierra Now, where we beam the latest news straight to your screen. No warp drive required. Today, we've got a little bit of everything. Public health advisories, updates on local infrastructure, the latest in community arts, and yes, even the state of our beloved Broncos on the field. Consider it your captain's log for what's happening here at home. Before we dive in, a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Storga's Mexican Restaurant, the perfect spot for authentic Mexican food right here in Bishop. Trust me, their fajitas are out of this world. And if you haven't caught on, today is Star Trek Day. So to all you fans out there, today is the day to share your love of the franchise with the world. Go ahead, dork out. First up today, we bring a health advisory affecting Mono County following a sharp decline in air quality due to wildfire smoke. Here's what you need to know and how to stay safe. Mono County Public Health has issued a public health advisory in response to extremely unhealthy to hazardous air conditions brought on by wildfire smoke from the Garnet Fire. In some Eastern Sierra communities, the air quality index, the AQI, has exceeded 1,000, posing serious risks even over short-term exposure. Dr. Tom Boo, the county public health officer, described the situation as unusually dangerous. Residents and visitors are urged to stay indoors with windows closed. Use air cleaners if available and turn off evaporative or swamp coolers. If you must go outside, wear an N95 mask. Free masks are available at Mono County public health offices. Clean air centers have also been set up in several local community centers. Mono County and the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District are actively monitoring conditions, which are expected to remain hazardous in the days ahead. If you have any urgent health concerns, you can contact Mono County Public Health 760-924-1830. The City of Bishop has received a final engineering report from Wood Rogers, Inc. concerning the structural status of the building currently home to the Bishop Visitors Center. The city had been in discussions with the Bishop Area Chamber of Commerce over structural issues for more than 2 years. In June 2025, the chamber was formally notified that safety concerns required an evacuation of part of the building. Soon after, a building inspector issued a red tag on the southern addition. In response, the city council authorized a full engineering assessment on August 11th. This report marks an important step towards addressing longstanding safety concerns at a key community facility. Three scenarios were laid out in the report, but all required extensive demolition of the existing structures. The full report is available on the city website for those interested. Inyo County is inviting the public, including residents, business owners, and community partners, to take part in shaping the region's electric vehicle or EV charging infrastructure. This is the second public meeting regarding the EV charging infrastructure plan. It is scheduled for Wednesday, September 24th, 5:30 p.m. at the Inyo County Office Building. This meeting provides a direct opportunity for community members to weigh in on infrastructure planning, reflecting local engagement and sustainable transportation development. Additionally, the county is currently seeking feedback on a new interactive map where community members can suggest locations for EV charging stations. When you think Mexican food in the Eastern Sierra, you think Storga's. From sizzling fajitas to enchiladas smothered in flavor, Storga's serves up authentic dishes made with love right here in Bishop. Bring your friends, bring your family, or just bring your appetite. At Storga's, there's always a seat at the table and always room for one more basket of chips. Authentic, local, delicious. Storga's Mexican Restaurant, the heart of flavor in Bishop. Healthcare, education, and workforce leaders across the Sierra Nevada region are scheduled to convene in Mammoth Lakes for a key regional conference focused on behavioral health workforce solutions. The Sierra Healthcare Industry Partnership, or SHIP, conference is taking place Thursday, September 11th at the Westin Monachi Resort in Mammoth Lakes. Hosted at no cost to attendees and co-organized by Dr. Jennifer Burrows, along with Mother Load Job Training. The day will run from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and include a free breakfast, lunch, plus networking opportunities. This gathering continues a series of regional convenings following a Westside meeting in Jamestown held in July and emphasizes collaborative strategies to build a sustainable behavioral health workforce across rural communities. C5 Studios Community Art Center is inviting artists to submit work for its upcoming gallery show titled Cast a Shadow. The exhibition premieres with a show and reception on October 17th. The prompt invites artists to explore what is in the shadows from the unknown mystery lore and metaphor. Artwork should be submitted between October 1st and 10th during business hours. Pieces should be framed or otherwise ready for display when submitted. This announcement serves as creative opportunity for regional artists to participate participate in C5 Studios gallery programming, contributing to the region's vibrant arts. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. All right, we got a couple new events coming up this week, so get ready to mark your calendars with the best this side of the Sierra has to offer. Up first, Distant Brewing is continuing their weekly tradition of Open Mic Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Mono Arts Council will be holding a Make Your Own Candle class starting at 5:30 p.m. All materials will be provided, including a beverage of your choice. Mammoth Brewing will be holding their weekly trivia night event starting at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. And on Wednesday, enjoy the Women's Wednesday Rides event at Mammoth Mountain from 3:30 to 6:30. Lastly, enjoy an ologist lecture at the Mono Lake Committee Information Center and Bookstore starting at 4 p.m. with a focus on the natural history of the alkali fly. As always, check out easternsierranow.com/events for more information and be sure to download the brand new mobile app. You're going to want that. Go check it out. The Mammoth Bike Park remains open and welcoming riders of all abilities. With over 80 miles of lift-serve single track, from beginner-friendly berms to the Discovery Zone to adrenaline-pumping pro lines, the park continues to deliver one of the county's premier mountain biking experiences. Beginner riders can warm up in the Discovery Zone, while more advanced riders can challenge themselves on iconic trails like Off the Top, The Eliminator, Velocity, and Chainsmoke. Smoke from nearby wildfires continues to affect the area. While most trails are open, smoke can drift through and reduce visibility and impacting air quality, especially under changing winds. If you're headed up to Mammoth for some two-wheeled thrills, the park is ready and raring to go. Trails and services are fully operational across levels, but don't forget to pack that N95 and keep an eye on air quality reports before and during your ride. The only thing that should be hazy is the memory of your last lap, not your lungs. Have fun and be safe out there.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
And now for your sports report, brought to you, of course, by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. We know you've been waiting all day for this, so without further ado, last Friday, the Bishop Union Broncos dropped a 35-9 contest on the road against the Graces Memorial Rams in Bakersfield, running their season record to 1-2. Bishop trailed 21-9 by the third quarter before conceding two more scores and falling to a 35-9 defeat. Defensively, Dom Dondero led the team with 5 solo tackles. Knox Moffitt added 4 tackles, while Devin Mitchell contributed 3 solo tackles, including a tackle for loss that resulted in a safety. David Smith forced a fumble with Chucky Delgado recovered, and Richie Talavera logged an interception. On the offensive side, quarterback Emery Dondero completed 11 of 22 passes for 138 yards and added 67 rushing yards on 13 carries. Hunter Daly posted his second consecutive 100-yard rushing game, rushing for 103 yards on 18 carries, including a touchdown. Next up, Bishop Union looks to bounce back at home this Friday when they welcome Ridgecrest Burrows to the field. Once again, this report was proudly brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, your go-to spot for good eats and local sports chatter. Catch the next home game here and unwind over tasty bites as we root on the Broncos together. All right, folks, let's talk weather, because around here, you don't just check the forecast, you pack for all four seasons and hope for the best. In Bishop's First, expect highs in the low 90s today, perfect if you'd like your afternoon served extra crispy. Tomorrow, expect temps in the upper 80s. Yes, still hot, yes, still dry. Don't worry, your swamp cooler is getting stronger with each passing day, even though you should have that off right now because of the smoke in the air. And Wednesday, it's cooling slightly into the low 80s, which as Bishop terms means congratulations, you can walk barefoot on the driveway again. Over in Mammoth today, highs in the upper 60s with a side of afternoon breezes, so you can bike in the morning and feel like a wind tunnel model by evening. Tomorrow, temps are dipping to the mid 60s. The breeze sticks around, nature's way of reminding you to hold on to your hat and your dog and maybe your small children. And Wednesday, we're staying in the low 60s with mostly clear skies. Basically perfect if you can survive the altitude and the occasional marmot photobomb. As you've probably noticed, smoke has been rolling in from the fires neighboring the region, so try to limit your time outdoors or consider wearing an N95 mask. Be safe out there. So there you have it. Hot down low, cool up high, windy enough to make you consider your choice of hairstyle. That's Eastern Sierra weather for you. And that's the latest from Eastern Sierra Now. Remember, if you want to stay connected to all things Eastern Sierra, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. It's the easiest way to keep your tricorder set to local news. Big thanks again to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant for sponsoring today's report. Go grab some tacos, because even a Vulcan can't argue with flavor that good. Until next time, I'm Jesse Steele saying live long and prosper. Don't forget sunscreen. It's Star Trek Day. But this is still the Eastern Sierra. Beam me out, Scotty.